everybody, and welcome back to Rise of the Podcast. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Kara.
And I'm Brownie.
Oh man, everybody, this is live episode number 3. I can't believe it.
I can't either.
We can probably stop numbering them now.
Yeah,
I suppose. It's confusing. It's like, it's podcast 62. It's
podcast 62. Live number 3. So many memories. Much wow.
Much wow. Not a
doge. I've had a very busy week, but I've been looking forward to doing this all week. It's so awesome. So
cool.
I'm excited to be here. We got an email from our number one fan. So anybody watching, you can try to fight him for that title.
Self-proclaimed number one fan.
I'm giving it to him. It belongs to Brad.
I was gonna say nobody else has stepped up to the plate yet. I mean,
well we have super fans and top fans and everything. But I'm gonna read you Brad's email live on air.
Finally, so Jeremy told me the other night. He's like, yeah, so we got an email from Brad. He's like, but I'm not gonna tell you what it is. I was like, in your conversations with Chris, did you tell Chris? And he's like, yeah, accident. Well, yeah.
There was nothing accidental about it. I mean, it was like, he must read it to me. I was laying down and I didn't want to go to my computer, so I made him read it to me.
There are two sides to every story. And what Kara doesn't realize is I called you first to read you the email, but you were with your friend and you did not answer your phone. So I would have read it to you. Because you didn't answer, I called Chris.
Mm-hmm.
And then we figured we would make you wait until...
So if you had talked to me first, would you have left Chris in the dark?
Nope. Well, because no one can see Chris's reaction. No one can see it. So there's no point, but people can see your reaction. And then I have something else I want to talk about, too. So should we just jump into the email? Should we just start with that?
You didn't print it off, though.
I didn't print it off. Because we have a gold frame, it's here in the studio. It's just we're gonna put this one in a gold frame and we'll add that one.
We do
it
live on the podcast.
Yeah, we'll go gold frame there and
Jimmy's gonna cut it out and everything real.
Yeah,
nice.
Right here. Boom, 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 boom. And we're streaming to Twitch this week.
Mm-hmm. Nobody's watching. That's fine. Hello, YouTube and Facebook watchers.
So cool. So should I roll into the email?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's do it. Hold on 1 second. I am gonna roll. So like for people that don't know,
we have mail.
We have a place to send listener mail. It is contact@riseofthepodcast.com.
Yep.
And our fun little graphics plan. All right. So we have had a number one fan comment on our videos from the very beginning, and we've had everything under the sun. We've had people comment, and we see them onesie twosies, but BRD11 on YouTube is our number one fan. So I'm going to go ahead and jump over to his email, Kara. You ready?
I'm ready. I'm excited to read to hear this email.
All right, here we go. So this completely caught me by surprise when it came through. I was just so excited to get this. All
Your
right,
day
so,
was made.
So here we go. Subject, number one YouTube fan.
Love
from
it.
BRD11. Two,
love it.
contact@riseofthepodcast.com. All right, here we go. Ready, Kara?
Yes.
That's right. I said it. Someone will have to fight me to take the title from my clutches. Love watching you guys. You have come such a long way from those first couple weeks.
Amen.
Really fun watching you grow and hit your stride. Do you guys ever go back to that first episode or two and just cringe?
Yes, all the time.
So I have a story about that,
all too. All the time.
So this is what I like. You're getting teary-eyed over there. I still remember searching for podcast and filtering for the most recent, and you guys popped up. I think you had just posted that day for the first time, and when I see Star Wars, of course, I had to click. Didn't take long for me to be all in.
Aww.
So many things I noticed early that I liked. Obviously that first Lego build, Kara at some point saying her faves were Ahsoka and Boba. Mine too, just reverse order.
You know where it's at.
And her teasing loving nature with Jeremy.
Yes.
Jeremy's just enthusiasm for basically everything and storytelling.
It's true.
I embellish too. It's okay. That's from Brad. Brownie's behind the camera talents, and his laugh talk cracks me up when he says something he thinks is funny, and he laugh talks to the end of his sentences. Anyways, I'm in LA, so the next time you go to the happiest place on earth, hit me up. I will buy you guys a Dole Whip. I know where it is, Jeremy.
I was gonna say we're gonna come down for our baby moon. We'll be there.
Well, Disneyland's closed.
Well, I mean, they're gonna reopen.
I hope you guys like Jungle Cruises. Or maybe I can be a fifth in Squadrons. Brad.
Squadrons.
Yeah, Squadrons.
Oh.
P.S. I was hoping to cut you off. P.S. You asked for it. Segment options to choose from. Here we go. Okay. Number one, explain the Israeli-Palestine conflict and the two-state solution pros and cons. Two, Jeremy packs a parachute live, because remember, you know, you asked for it. And then three, describe Star Wars scenes that still to this day give you goosebumps, even though you've seen it 100 times. Also, when is the Rogue One Greatest Terrible Edition coming out? We have to make Justin participate. Yeah. And yes, I know the Terrible Edition will only be a minute long, but that's okay. That's I want to see him struggle to come up with tangible issues. Jokes aside, I think it would be a cool collab. Aww. From Brad.
Brad, so, that was so nice.
Wasn't that awesome?
That was very nice.
And so that put me into a position of, you know, self-reflection, I guess. Self-reflection. Mm-hmm. So I hopped on and I checked our first video and our first podcast. And then I watched the mystery autograph and it was like, oh, man, just our on-screen presence was so much different. There was so much stuff that was different.
Yeah.
And then I went back and then I was talking to Chris on Messenger and then we talked about, he's like, oh, the Oculus video is actually really good. I went back. That's a legit video.
The one where I'm playing Vader Immortal?
Yeah.
Yeah, where we do the unboxing and everything.
We had the top down angle. We unboxed it. We talked about stuff like relevant to each can. Like it just, video was awesome. And then you try it. And I remember, Chris, I had to go, we went back to your house and we screen recorded what Kara saw. We had to, like, it came out in two two lenses when we recorded it. And then we had to send that over and get in. So Chris could only have to like punch in on one, but it was perfectly in sync with what you were doing. And so you freaked out over the mouse droid and then you got like your saber and you're like. So in my reply to Brad, I said, man, Kara's such a nerd. I did. And I said, please don't tell her that.
Okay. The first time, one of the first times Jeremy hung out, I told him I was a nerd. Like, I know I'm a nerd. Jeremy didn't believe me I was a nerd.
She tried building Master Chief's armor out of paper.
Dang right I did.
You were doing the same thing as a resin thing, right?
I was.
He was doing this. So it's Pepakura. So you print off hundreds of sheets of paper. And they've got all these little tiny folds. So when it's all done, it's like perfectly shaped. It's got some edges and stuff. So then when you put the resin over top of it, it smooths everything out and it makes it beautiful. You can sand it down to perfection. And I had his helmet pretty much all glued together, the paper. It just never got to the resin part.
Yep, Bondo and resin.
Oh, yeah, you got something to look forward to in the future.
Yeah.
Totally do. So, all right. So that was awesome. If you guys want us to, like, read, if you want to ask us any questions, if you missed the live stream, if you want to have us just read your email live, just shoot us an email at contact@riseofthepodcast. Mm-hmm. And I read them. I get them. They make my day. They really do. Chris tried
Emphasis
so hard.
On Jeremy gets them. He hasn't given me access to the email yet.
Oh, really, Jeremy? Defend your position.
There's two sides to every story. When I made the email, I gave Kara, Bill, Brownie, and myself access the day of.
It's not my fault. Anything.
Yes, you did.
There's a Google Doc in our shared drive thing with the login information. So.
And you have it.
Which one did you share it to?
It's in the Rise of the Podcast Dropbox. Google Drive.
Google Drive.
Do I have access to that?
Yes,
yeah.
You upload to it. You upload to it, which is really funny.
I'm sorry.
So, as everybody knows, I have a coworker. His name's Derek, and a couple other coworkers, and I share stories on there all the time. He was the one who said Snapchat was being generous with how much hair that it gave me and me learning Snapchat. And so, Kyle, one of my other coworkers, always gives Derek a hard time because he looks like a baby. He does. He looks young. He's only 21. He looks young.
He is young.
So he's got little baby hands and little. Anyways, so.
Dang!
He does. He's got
put
little,
him on blast.
He's got little baby
this
hands.
Is the internet.
So.
Anybody can find this.
it could be anybody. It could be Derek. Kyle pulled out his phone and he fired up Snapchat and he had the baby filter going. And Derek, baby Derek, with the baby filter is probably one of the cutest things I've ever seen.
It's hilarious.
It's adorable. So I remember there was a video that went viral of a little kid like using a saw and then his parents say, you know, don't use a saw. And he like gets mad at his parents. So we had like Derek get down lower. So he's just barely above the table using this little hacksaw. And he looked like a baby because the baby filter. You do the baby filter on me and you get crow's feet and like all the wrinkles and everything still come through.
You look like one of the old babies.
I'm an old baby.
You're one of the 60-year-old babies.
The baby filter on me is adorable.
Is it?
Obviously.
So what we need to do is we need to take a baby Snapchat of you then and then post it or whatever.
Yeah.
If you're willing.
Of course I'm willing.
But that leads into something.
I'm a rather attractive man in the Snapchat filter too.
Oh, really? Jeremy would hang out with that guy.
So I came across an interesting thing. So as you know, we've been trying the YouTube, channel and everything for a long time and Facebook and all of our social media. And it's hard. But I found a thing, an article I was reading, Chris, and I want to know your input on it. Okay. And it was basically Gen Z hates millennials.
They do.
So the generation below us just hate our guts.
I mean, I don't think any generation likes any other generation.
No, so Gen X?
Nope, that's before us.
That's the one before us, right? They like us. Gen X likes us. I'm pretty sure. I'm guessing. Brad's probably a Gen Xer because he likes us. So people above us like us. But boomers hate us, or that generation was that
our parents.
Our parents, they do. They like work hard for a living.
Those millennials eating Tide Pods. It's like actually,
it's not us. We get all the hate. We get all the our generation gets all of the. We get lumped into Gen Z, and then. Anyways, and then the Gen Z hates us. And
yeah, so Jeremy told me about that on the drive down here, and BuzzFeed posted an article where Gen Zers are going onto TikTok, and they are just blasting millennials for anything that we say, like, oh, the 90s were a great year to grow up, 90s music is great, and they're like, what was so great about the 90s? Like, I don't know.
Or, Doritos 3Ds.
Yes, right? Clear Pepsi. No one likes Clear Pepsi.
Get out of here.
But Dunkaroos. Tang.
Oh, Dunkaroos.
Mm.
Television in general.
Yes. Right? Saturday morning cartoons were actually on Saturday morning. But, Kara, you said, they get mad when we say adulting is hard.
Yeah, we talk,
Oh, they would know.
They're just getting there. Duh.
Yeah, I don't want to start a big generational war right now. Freaking, Brian says Surge.
Surge.
My parents never let me have Surge because of how much caffeine.
Have you tasted it now, though?
Of course I have.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But, you're not necessarily a big generational fight or anything, but, we're dealing with the charred remains of what used to be society due to what was left before us.
Right!
And we're like, oh, this sucks, because it sucks. And
it does.
So it's like, you guys aren't working hard enough. And it's like, it can't be that hard.
Well, how many times have we all seen the college prices now versus then,
Right.
And it's like 10 times inflation.
I know, seriously, like my parents, they're like, yeah, when I went to college, it was like $5,000 for a year. And I'm like,
$5,000 of credit now.
Right?
I know.
That's exactly it. It's like, I wish it was $5,000 a year.
Well, and then minimum wage when we started was $4 and $5 an hour. And then
and
so
now, it's
so now at least minimum wage just within the past year. I mean, it's been coming up slowly the past couple years. It jumped up to, from then 7 and then 11. And when you drive around places now, you can see $12 to $14 an hour starting.
I think McDonald's does
$12. Yeah, it's not necessarily minimum wage, but starting wage.
Starting wages have come a long way, and just even recently. So.
We're getting some people saying hello. David Alette says, hi there. It's good to see everyone again.
Hi.
Hey.
Juliet Sanchez says, hola, hola.
Oh, capital hey.
Juliet. Hey.
We have the gold frame. It's in the studio or in the car. One
I
of the
picked
two.
One up. It's not as fancy as Chris is probably hoping it'll be, but it's classy.
If it's not 14 karat gold, you guys are not doing them.
It's
Annie
14
says,
karat
hello.
Gold.
14 karat. It's 12 and a half karat.
It's
gold.
14 karat gold spray paint. Just kidding.
But yeah, we're going to put that on there.
Yeah.
Juliet says, I love you guys. No hate here.
Oh, yay!
We love you too.
See, Chris, she doesn't beg for
everyone. Everyone's part of the rise of the podcast generation.
That's right.
That's woo! Right. There you go. Sorry. Yeah. So I just was reading that and it was funny to me.
Brad in chat live.
What?
Holy
what?
Crap.
What?
Oh my gosh.
He says he's older than us and it's like, not in spirit, I'm sure.
Jeremy, on the drive down here, Jeremy was like, Kara, are we immature?
Well, here's my problem. So the highlight for me today.
Hold on. So this is coming from a guy wearing sandals and shorts. Just now I'm going to punch into his close-up.
So no, it's just I'm excited. So Chris, you got me, on Gravity Falls, which we've talked about.
Yes.
I loved getting caught up on Avatar. And Kara and I started watching Amphibia. And DuckTales, woo!
I have been going back and binging the 1987 DuckTales.
You have to admit, was it Weebly? The girl duck?
Webby.
Webby. Webby. Is so much better in the
Webigale.
New one.
Webigale. In the new one. I do like the new Webby. I hate the voices they've given to all of the characters in the new DuckTales.
Okay.
You just don't want to change.
Today's episode, I couldn't even understand what Donald Duck was saying. His accent was so strong. Kara's like, do you want to turn subtitles on?
You can't understand what regular ducks are saying either.
Well, so. It's true. But Donald's my favorite character.
Donald
John
is
Klingman
favorite.
Says hello.
Oh, hello,
hey,
John.
Hey, guys, hey. And gal.
Woo, hey.
Hello.
So on the way here, that whole are we immature thing.
Yeah.
And that's my struggle. So I tell my, you get excited about something, you tell people, yeah. right? So I get excited about Amphibia and I tell people about it.
Excellent
no
show
one,
for everybody
you
wants
at
to watch.
Least checked it out, Chris.
Yeah.
But everybody else is like, oh, cool recommendation. You know, it's a cartoon, right? And I'm like, yes, I know it's a cartoon.
It's like, y'all realize anime is cartoons too, right?
Yeah.
Like,
I don't know.
Well, that is sort of a big cultural thing. It's like when people were deciding what media is appropriate for what age. Like in Japan, they're like animation is a completely viable form of adult mature media.
Yeah.
And that never translated over here. Like some of the first movies at all were animations.
Right.
So it's like, where did that cultural split come in? Yeah. Where it's like in the Eastern cultures, it's more like well regarded as mainstream media, and it's just regarded as children's media here.
Mm-hmm.
So Amphibia is coming out with a new episode tonight at 7:20.
I was gonna say it's gonna be airing in 2 minutes.
Oh, Amphibia is on as we speak. Anyway, I think it's only airing on the Disney channels, and it's not even gonna go on to Disney Plus for probably a year. So then I have to do that thing where I get a subscription or buy the season pass from iTunes or whatever.
How much does season pass run? Yeah,
it's like $15 to $20 depending on how long the season's planned for. $2 an episode.
You can't just wait a year.
No, it's such a fun show.
It's so good. I know you don't appreciate. Okay, so Chris, here's the thing. There's a new episode of Amphibia coming out. Oh, you told them?
I showed them, yeah.
Well, okay, for our people watching. Amphibia, excellent show. It's the same animators who did Gravity Falls. And Gravity Falls is also excellent. I'm sure we've said that numerous times.
We have.
Anyway, there's going to be an episode where it's a Gravity Falls Amphibia crossover. And so you're going to get Grunkle Stan, who's
Seuss.
And Seuss.
Hey, dude.
And they're both
and
little
Alex Hirsch
frogs.
Is voicing him, the creator
yep,
of
Yep, Alex Hirsch.
Nice.
Like, the creator of Amphibia actually went to Alex Hirsch and asked for his blessing to make the crossover, and then asked him to voice Grunkle Stan and Seuss, which he voiced in Gravity Falls.
Yeah, I don't, like, it's just not my, like, if it was on, I wouldn't, like, violently trample people to get the remote control to turn it off. But I definitely, like, I watched the first 6 episodes, and I was like, eh.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fun.
I enjoy
it's
just lighthearted.
It's no stressful.
And
everybody else, so I get the pulse and the heartbeat of the internet. I really do. I'm on the places that I need to be to get that information. So I know. I saw The Tiger King. I know that Unsolved Mysteries is now on Netflix. Like, I get it. And that's what all my peers are watching. They're like, oh, I'm watching this, this, and this. And it's like, throwing some cartoons in there, man.
Just hold on. There's something hanging on the bottom of your left sandal, Jeremy.
Oh, no. Oh, what is that? Electrical tape? How could you let that fly, Chris? We had 15 minutes
of pre-roll.
If Ryan
Seacrest was watching, he would have picked it up.
I
would have
got yelled at
ago.
Immediately by Ryan.
Thank you, Juliet.
Oh, man.
Juliet calling you out.
Jeremy,
no, she's no hate here.
Make me issue an apology to the people watching.
Oh, I am very sorry that I had electrical tape stuck to my sandal. It's got giveaway. I was working with electrical today. Digging.
Or you're just playing in that big pile of electrical tape you had out back.
Oh, my poor friend. So I was just helping him do some projects, and I no less than four trips to our local hardware store today. No less
Wait,
than
today.
Today alone.
Yesterday, you guys went in alone.
Twice.
Oh, it was just
it was twice yesterday, and today it was four times. Because if anybody DIY,
so how unprepared were you?
Me? Well, it's not my project, so I didn't have to. I brought this to the table.
It's true.
A bad haircut?
Excuse me, I do Jeremy's haircuts. Thank
now,
you.
Now, since going into quarantine and
since the Rona.
Since the, yep. Kara cuts my hair.
Brad said, picturing Jeremy with a stethoscope tethered or listening to the computer to find the pulse of the web. I've
yeah, right. That's
Jeremy's
how I do
like,
it.
Okay, yep, yep, I get
yep.
it.
What are people watching? What are they into right now?
People are concerned at how Juliet was able to see that and nobody else noticed it.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm looking now. How could you even see it?
Well, it was.
Now I'm nervous
huge.
About
oh,
my
it's too bad. Is, I wish somebody was on Twitch because I'd say clip that. You know? Because clipping is turned on. So we'll have to figure out how to get our name out on Twitch or whatever. Yeah. But can you clip on YouTube,
it'll happen,
Chris?
It'll happen.
You can, but I think we have to do it.
Oh, bummer.
I was going to say, if I streamed a really crappy stream to Twitch for like 10 minutes and got, I think I got like 5 or 6 viewers, we can get viewers on Twitch too.
Yeah.
Just saying.
We got to be playing a game. We should hop on there and play Minecraft or something. Or Super Mario Maker.
I still think I... Okay.
Well, I guess, what are the kids playing these days? I don't know.
I thought you had your heartbeat to the internet.
Oh, not on Jeremy.
Okay. Let's talk about this now. So Snapchat, right? It took me forever to get into Snapchat. And I still don't, like, use it on a daily basis. Okay, for example. All right. Derek. Here's talking to you, Derek. Derek's my coworker. For everyone who's tuned in and doesn't know who he is.
Is he the one with the small hands?
Yes, he's the one with the small hands that we put the baby Snapchat filter on.
I call him Baby Stark whenever I see him.
Like the song, Baby Shark. Anyways, all right. So Derek asked me if we wanted to go to Chipotle for lunch. And we do the web order so we can just walk in and pick him up. So I walk in there and like to pick up the food and mine's made and Derek's isn't. So I said, oh, is there an order being prepared for Derek? Last name, Derek. And so Derek. I didn't want to put him on complete blast, but...
Derek Doe.
So the lady's like, is there an order for Derek? And somebody in the back yells, yep, it's coming. So I'm sitting there for like 10 minutes. And then the girl comes up and she's like, I am so sorry. When I yelled out Derek, they heard something else. So no, there's no order for Derek. And anyways, Derek sent his order to the wrong store. He sent it to Minneapolis. I think the Chipotle's still there, might I add.
I have a story about that, actually. Gabriel says hi.
Gabriel! Gabriel, I love your Facebook page. And yeah. This is how I learned the heartbeat of the internet. I learned
through
about
Gabriel.
What? No, through his page. And like, I don't know Spanish. So half the stuff's in Spanish. But I pictures are worth 1,000 words. I gotta learn. So Gabriel, if you ever want to teach me Spanish, I will learn it. But I love your page and I follow your page. I really do. And I've been tipped. I think that's how I saw Squadrons for the first time.
You know, I think that's how the Russian movie I was talking about last week, Chernobyl.
Yeah.
Fairly certain I saw it on Gabriel's Facebook page.
All right. So speaking of Squadrons, John asked. He says, "Sorry if this is late. I haven't been able to catch you all in a bit. Are you excited for the new Star Wars game, especially with the capability to play in VR?"
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, yeah. Brad, if you're still here, absolutely we have to play Squadrons together. And when it came out, we did about it. The trailer.
Does Brad play Xbox or
PlayStation, Brad? Xbox or PlayStation? Let's know. I will get Kara. We'll get on the PlayStation if that's the case.
I don't know. We're going to get the PlayStation. I need to play my Horizon.
On a PC.
Like, no. Okay, it's going to be like 2 years before it comes out on PC, and I'm not waiting that long to play Horizon.
Who asked about Squadrons VR?
John.
Yeah. I am so excited for Squadrons to the point I can't even. October 2nd, I'm already took the day off of work because I have to play Star Wars Squadrons. And in VR, I want to know, is it like PSVR or will it work with the Vive or the Quest? How is that going?
Yeah, that's what I'm curious about too when it comes to the VR port.
You know, or is it going to just be on PC?
Oh, Brad's got a PS4.
Well, it looks like we're getting it for PlayStation just so we can play with Brad.
Jared says, thanks for having Baby Yoda on set.
Ah, Baby Yoda. We almost forgot him today. I
remembered him this morning.
But would that have helped us on the way down here?
No. Ooh, Gabe's going to pull some strings and get us some more listeners.
Oh, what? All right. Well,
let's start to Kara's close up. So that'll be step one.
Here, grab the thumbnail and then send that one out.
Wave to the audience here. Oh, that was weird.
What?
That was the weird glitchy thing. You have to make sure stream's still up and going. Okay, we're good there.
Good there. Baby Yoda's using the force over there.
Right? He's like, he will work. He's using force heal on the stream.
Yeah.
He's cute.
He is adorable. I love him. Just a little life-size Baby Yoda. And like, yes, we realize he's the child.
Yeah.
But Baby Yoda's a million times better.
Yeah, it's just easier to say Baby Yoda.
It's funner to say Baby Yoda.
Jeremy, turn that label away from camera.
They're not a sponsor.
But now it says McCafe on the other side. It's like...
Just Chris, so have some Flex Seal on there.
Yeah, Alan says glitch in the Matrix.
Oh, no.
Right?
So, yeah, we had a couple of drop frames there. I think we're just sort of running into the...
Bandwidth problem. Anyway, so now I own 2 PlayStations. 2. Okay.
Which are both being lent to people.
Yeah, okay, so I'll tell the story. So Back in the day, my friend Kyle, who I was helping earlier, really wanted to play Destiny, the video game that was made by Bungie.
Excellent game.
And so I got it, and then I wanted Kara to play, so I had her start a character.
I begged you to play.
As a warlock. And the problem was we couldn't both play at the same time.
Well, I started, like, I would get onto Jeremy's PlayStation. I would just heckle, like, the guys he was playing with. And so I'd be sitting there and chatting with them. And finally, I was like, you know, Jeremy, I kind of want to play this game. So I begged and we got
another PlayStation.
The Star Wars edition PlayStation, which is being borrowed out to somebody right now.
Believe it or not, we got the Drake Uncharted edition PlayStation.
Did we get that? Yeah.
We had Kyle's, and we had the Drake one. Then, once the PS4 Pro came out,
Kyle
got a PS4 Pro, and I couldn't let him have a better PlayStation than me. And so, we sold Kyle's to David, my other coworker. That PlayStation, I will give that one credit. I would like to challenge anybody watching to list off a PlayStation that has more hours than the one my friend currently has.
Kyle plays like a madman.
Well, he played on that one, mm-hmm. Destiny, and he was deployed over to Korea. And when he was in Korea, he raided every day and played on that PlayStation every day. Came home, we got it and played on it. That one's been sold. It's exchanged. It's had four owners. It's got, I mean, I guarantee you it has way over 10,000 hours on it.
The little PlayStation that could.
It just, that one won't die. So Derek's PS4 Pro crapped the bed. And so he asked me, hey, man, got a PlayStation I can borrow?
And I insisted Jeremy give him his, which is the Uncharted one.
The Drake one.
Because I'm Uncharted, like, no, whatever.
So Derek has that one. Well, then Jarrett, who picked us up Baby Yoda, wanted to play The Last of Us and then got David to play The Last of Us. So he's like, hey, I need to borrow your PlayStation. I'm like, I got another one.
So it's my birthday and we're just sitting there and Jeremy's like, oh, David's on his way. And I was like, why is David coming over? And Jeremy's like, I borrowed him your PlayStation. I was like,
so
what?
We had a really funny conversation today, Chris. So I don't tell Kara when I'm coming over to hang out with you.
No.
I don't tell Kara when I'm...
He tells me nothing.
I don't tell Kara when I'm going over to help my friend Kyle. I don't tell Kara I'm borrowing her PlayStation. And I came clean on the car ride home that night. I'm afraid to tell her because she gets mad.
Okay,
I never tell her until the last possible second.
So here's the thing.
Because then it's inevitable. My hand is forced to tell. Otherwise, David could have just walked in, grabbed it, and walked out, I guess.
I would have noticed. But here's the thing. So we added in another streaming service. So apparently, Chris and Jeremy decided on Thursday that we were going to get here by 5:30 today.
Or 5.
5:30 today to be prepared for the podcast.
Yes.
It takes us like 35, 40-ish minutes to get here from our house. Jeremy, I still had to shower, do my makeup, do my hair, everything. 3:45. Jeremy's like, so we're leaving in like a half hour. I was like...
Again, my hand was forced.
Sorry, what? So then on the drive here, I was like, so how long did you know that we were going to be coming down here at 5? He's like, oh, we talked about it on Thursday.
Tomorrow is the best time to do anything.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'm like, well, that's
it's just
happening.
Like, if I bring it up, then Kara gets mad, and it's just easier.
I wouldn't get mad. I'd just be like, I gotta sit there for 2 hours.
Well, no, we'll find something to do.
I play my golf game. I play fairway golf on my...
And she has the more comfortable spot, by the way. That couch is more
I've taken a nap on this couch. Are you kidding me?
I just want to say to John, we just set up word filtering on here, so I don't know what you were trying to say all the way, but something got caught in the filter for part of the word.
Sorry, John.
So we're still trying to work out the bugs on that to make sure
you can probably just take that filter off.
If people aren't using profanity, but we're able to still see what people have to say.
This is all very new. Again, Chris just yelled at me at the beginning for saying it's live number 3, but I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. Just putting you on blast, but...
Well, and then, so John also says he's willing to try a Squadrons. Last time we played a flight space game in VR, he got pretty sick. It was No Man's Sky.
Ooh, No Man's
Sky
is awesome.
Maybe it'll be better since it'll come native to the game.
Yeah. Well, I'm all about, like, just the interior view and being able to fly from inside.
I don't know. So. See, I feel... I agree with John. I feel I would get sick if I was playing Squadrons in VR. Because it's like, in-game you're moving... But you don't feel the movement or the force or anything like that. So, and not like the Force, yeah, but like, yeah, you know, G-Force or whatever.
Yeah, acceleration.
So, right, exactly. So I feel like having things moving inside, like, around me, but not actually moving would make me sick.
Yeah. But I mean, if you had the interior view, like your dashes and your buttons, that's gonna stay in the same location relative to you. So it's like you're sitting in the seat, and then it's just like everything would be moving outside the windows.
It just remains to be seen.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. We'll
see. But Gabriel says, Jeremy, don't wait the last minute. It won't end well for you. Tell her everything. Trust me, I've been there.
You'd think after 5 years he'd learn this?
Well, I never had to have a crunch time where I would have to tell you things like that you have to do.
And then Brad says, you need the controls of your dog fighting.
You do. Yeah. Yeah. So anyways, now it looks like we're getting PlayStation. So David, you have to finish Last of Us by...
is Squadron's even going to come out for PS4, though? I thought coming out for the new PlayStation was like going to be
that
PlayStation.
I thought they had the thing where if you bought it for the PS4, they'd just give you the free version for PS5.
Cyberpunk's doing that.
Oh, that's... Okay.
Which I'm also excited for.
But I wouldn't see why people wouldn't... Other companies wouldn't do that, but... they just quit making PS2 games, like, what, 6 months ago? Like, the last PS2 game came off the...
It was, I don't know exactly when it was, but it was relatively recently.
Really?
That's why I like Gabriel. He plays Xbox. He's my friend on
Xbox.
Well,
we'll have...
I've been playing Battle...
Wait, you got Gabriel's gamertag?
Yeah.
What?
So, I'm waiting till the last minute to tell you.
I feel offended here.
I do. He added me. I don't know where it came about, but yeah, we're friends on Xbox.
David says he's close to the end of the game, so you can have a back.
Is it a good game?
Okay. It's funny. He's messaging. He's sitting in the room behind.
Right. He's
me.
Like,
we have a live audience today.
It's not just an audience. For those of you who've been with us for a while, you would understand that joke.
So Chris, let's rewind to, did you have a sending an or food order to the wrong city?
Oh yeah, that's like right. Way
so
back.
I have a story. So used to live in town here,
mm-hmm.
and then a buddy of mine from college had a space open up, and I moved in with him in another city, right?
Yep.
I go to order a pizza from Domino's, and so here's how it got tripped up. So like, because I went through, I set everything up for Superior, right?
Yep.
So then coming back here, there's a Domino's here as well, and I did a carryout order. It saves your last order location. So then I'm just like, doo-doo-doo, just flying through super fast, like just going to get a pizza sent to the house or whatever. And here's my mistake, is I just always name whatever place the house.
Oh!
So I was like, yeah, I'll have it sent to the house, and all of a sudden this pizza shows up.
Did it go to your old friend's?
At my old place.
Yes!
And they called me. Nobody was there.
Oh.
They call me and they're like, hey, we're here with your pizza. And I was like, where are you? They're like, we're at the side door. And I was like, I don't see you guys. And I was like, what house did you bring it to? And they're like, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, oh, no.
No.
Oh. No. So then I was like, well, is there a way to like refund the order or something? He's like, I don't even live in that city
anymore. Right.
And they're like, grumble, 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 grumble. So then I had to call this like special, like, I messed up your pizza hotline. And it was a lot more work than I wanted to do for a pepperoni pizza.
That's a bummer. That's exactly what happened to Derek, though. He's from the cities. And so he went down to see his parents and stay the weekend down there. And then he must have ordered food or pulled the app up. So I remembered his last location was down there. So it sent it down to the city. I think the burrito's still sitting there.
So something similar happened in October, except it was pickup. It was, I suppose, yeah. Baby Stark, it was the same thing. So... we helped plan DuluCon last year, which is just a local
convention
that we hosted up here for the first time. And Jeremy and I decided we would get coffee for everyone.
Oh.
And so I went on, I used my stars. I ordered like some of those big carafes or whatever. Is that what they're called? Like the big boxes
they give you? Yes.
I ordered like three of those boxes at the closest Starbucks to where DuluCon was. And Jeremy, I swear he asked, the one on Superior Street, and I was like, yeah.
No, I said the closest one. That was the problem.
And so
it was lost to interpretation.
He went up, and the closest one is the one
in
on
Woodland.
Superior Street.
In Woodland! It's so much closer! This is exactly
Anywhere.
What happened last October!
Hold on. So it's closer to where?
So, okay, to the encounter is where it is halfway between us. To the Superior Street, regardless, the shorter drive time, like there's higher speed roads and everything to the Woodland one. But anyway, so I said, Kara, Where, you know, I'm going to pick this. Oh, that is why Superior Street is closer to the encounter, but Woodland is on way from our house. And I was going to pick up the coffee and then go to the encounter. So it was more of a distance to go to Superior and then backtrack to the encounter than it would have been just to go from Woodland to the place. So anyway. I said, Kara, did you order the coffee? Yep, it's not there. So I go to the Woodland one, and she ordered enough coffee for a convention. So it was 40 carafes or whatever.
It was three.
But still, it's 40, 40. It's 40 cups of coffee per carafe. It's 120 cups of coffee.
In other words, for Jeremy, it's one cup of coffee. Yeah.
So the funny thing is that they're not going to make me that at the Woodland location because they don't have enough pre-brew to handle 120 cups of coffee. So it's not like they can just be like, oh, we'll take care of that while you're here, sir. No, it's like, get to the other store.
Ended up having to cruise down to Superior Street, pick it up, and bring it back.
And then, because we do video production, I was trying to get there on time to set up the GoPro to do a time lapse of the setup.
You just need to leave 45 minutes earlier than you think you need to leave to get somewhere.
I'm always late coming here.
So Ashley says, sounds like something David and I would miscommunicate about.
Right, exactly. It's then,
so going back, we got a couple other comments here. John says, I have an Xbox I mainly play on PC. Even though the game is $40. Weird price, by the way, but I'll probably end up spending $80 on it.
And getting it for both? Yeah. Happens to me more than I care to admit.
The reason Jeremy likes Xbox is because we only had to buy it for one of the Xboxes, and then we
family
can just
share it to the other one. John, what do you play on PC? I'm just curious. Overwatch, Fortnite, PUBG, just let me know whenever he replies back.
And then Brad said, lots of people make mistakes, like the food going to the wrong place.
Yeah.
You can get free pizzas if you ask them if they had any non-received orders.
Really?
Something to remember if you're ever broke.
Yeah, that's a good tip.
That is a very good
tip. Okay, my dad. Oh, man. My dad is very thrifty. So he prepares me for every situation. When I was little, I think I've told this story before. He came up to me and said, if somebody comes up to me at a park, and this one I was like 8 years old, and says, points a gun at me and says, get in the car, what do you do? And my sister said, I'd tell him to shoot me, and then I'd run away. And so then he freaked out because he took her, you know, literally. See, Brad, you're sarcastic. So you get it, right? Anyway, so my dad always prepared. So my dad told me if I'm ever homeless and living on the street, thanks, Dad, for
believing in you.
Because he said, you go to McDonald's, and you just get a cup, and you take ketchup and mix it with water, and it's homemade tomato soup.
Like ketchup unless I'm a hamburger or hot dog.
That's old person life pro tip. That's if my dad would have had Facebook, that would have went a life hack. I would have went viral as a life hack in 1960.
Your dad should write a life hack book.
From his point of view? You got to eat squirrels to survive.
So your grandpa used to.
Yeah, my grandpa used to eat squirrels.
Pigeons and squirrels and stuff.
But yeah, mixing ketchup out of I like Brad's tip better. Unmade food that didn't get served.
And then, like, Starbucks. I know Starbucks, you can go in and, like, if I were to go get a coffee, I could be like, you know, here's money for if, like, a homeless person comes in and they want to get a coffee, you can just donate money towards a fund, and so there can be free coffees for homeless people.
My story I was going to tell was, so pre-Snapchat me going in, why I don't use Snapchat, the whole Chipotle story came from when I asked Derek for his order number. He snapped it to me. So I read the order number and I looked at it. And then the lady goes, do you have an order number? I said, yeah, hold on. I'll pull it up. I open up Snapchat. It's gone. What good does that do anybody? Why couldn't he text it to me? So
the only reason Snapchat exists is for sending nudes.
Well, right?
Right.
So but no, like, that's not what it's used for anymore.
Yeah, literally everything else.
That's what it started as.
But like literally everything else. Like if I took like the time to take a photograph and make it look all nice and I send it to a bunch of people, I don't want to be like, look at this awesome thing. Oh, it's gone forever.
Well, we talked about that with fishing.
Yeah.
People who love to fish, if you don't eat the fish, you catch it and then you throw it back. It's like, I don't go out and take a photograph and then just delete it and not show anybody.
I'm a catch and release kind of girl myself.
So is Kyle.
I don't
so
like
is everybody
touching fish. I'll catch them all day long and make other people take them off my hook.
I don't mind. I grew up fishing. I grew up going to my grandma's cabin, so worms don't bug me. I will not touch leeches. But, like, I can touch a fish. I know northern are super slimy, but I'm fine with it. Whatever. Just dip your hands in the water, rinse them off, you're good.
And there's another big tangent. Anyways, leeches, I put one on the hook for Kara, though, when we were fishing together once.
I've got a story,
actually. It didn't take that long, but they do start to suck on you pretty quickly. And it is freaky.
We have leeches in our lake. So the cabin that we were at, there's leeches in there. Because people dump their stupid leeches in the lake when they're done with them. And so, like, I don't know if Gwen is watching or not, but It used to be a thing. So you know those big cylinder Morton salt cans?
Oh, yeah.
That used to be the thing. It's like you would just like grab your towel, grab your flip-flops, grab the big Morton salt thing.
Really? So you go swimming and then you get out and just...
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's like if you have a leash and it's like instantly just bam, they fall off. So you just go with the salt on them, right off.
Well, that reminds me of the Weird Al song. With poor slugs on snails, or salt on snails. It's a Weird Al song.
Yeah.
If there's leeches in a lake, I will not swim in said lake. Period. Well,
yeah. We were up in Baudette, which is right on the border of Minnesota and Canada.
Like, the only thing that divides Baudette from Canada is the Rainy River.
My cell phone got onto Canadian cell service.
Canadian.
I woke up on the Canada there. Gwen said, oh, is this about the big salt shaker?
But we were following our brother and sister-in-law, and all of a sudden their car pulled over, and it's because Jane had a leech on her.
Yeah. Story about leeches. I'm sorry. Nobody probably wants to hear stories about leeches, but it's happening. So when I was younger, I grew up in the country, more or less. We had 4 acres, but then we had hundreds of acres of state land behind our house. So there's a pond back there, and my older brother, thinking, you know, he could earn a few bucks, he figured we could catch leeches from the pond and sell them to the local bait shop.
I know where this is going.
And so, guess who was the bait to catch the leeches?
Boo!
Me. There's this one little... Oh, it was so bad. I would keep, like, my little jelly sandals on. You remember the ones girls would wear? So I'd have my little jelly sandals on, and I'd walk into this little, like... There were two parts of the pond, like, one smaller part, tiny little stream thing, and then the bigger part. And I would stand right in that little stream area. And my brother would...
You'd wait for leeches to latch onto you?
They wouldn't latch onto me, no. Oh. Steven would be sitting there with a net, like a really fine mesh net.
Like a butterfly net type of thing?
Kind of thing, yeah. And so I'd be standing there, and all of a sudden you would just see hundreds of leeches just toward me. And I was like, you know, it's like, ah! And so then I would jump out as quick as I could, and Steven would just go, whoosh, and catch them all.
So I'll say the leeches were not that bad. It was like you might have a leech.
Yeah, no, this was, you could see them just...
F no. Yeah. Also, I guess I don't know. Like, our cabin is on a reservoir and it's a clay bottom.
Okay.
So like if you walk in and stuff, it stirs up the clay, so it's a little bit murky. So you can't. But like, it's like clear water otherwise, and like it settles pretty quick. But like I've never seen a leech migration like that.
Yeah. No. It was horrifying.
And Annie says, "Oh no."
I never ever got a cut of any of that money. Ever. Granted,
and you were the bait.
I was the freaking bait. I did the hard part. I had to stand in there and wait for those leeches to come after my poor little feet. It was gross.
That sounds terrible.
It was horrible. I'm sorry y'all had to sit through a leech story, but...
If you don't know what a leech is, it's just a black slug
that sucks your blood from your...
And they're very prevalent because we're from the land of 10,000 lakes. Yeah. But so the Chipotle story was that the Snapchat... That was my tangent. Was that my weak area on social media is I'm very bad with Snapchat. I'm extremely bad with Discord, and that's one I do want to work at. I wish that I was better at Discord, and it's really actually kind of funny. So, Chris, you're somewhat good at Discord, I guess.
Yeah, I Discord.
So,
I thought Discord was basically just like a chat for like.
Oh no!
You
can no!
Do
no!
So much more.
You are bad at Discord too. Welcome.
So my Galaxy of Heroes guild, they are a bunch of bossy Bettys.
Ah!
I'm sorry if you're watching. Dang. I love you guys. Just whatever.
Who cares out of the guild?
Right? Y'all need me.
It's chat mixed with programming. You can program scripts and special things that can be
so
executed.
So things that I would not be good at.
Yeah.
For example. Like when we're playing D&D, we talk over Discord, and then like if there's like music prompts and stuff, Jim will actually load it through Discord so it plays out to everybody.
Really?
Yeah, it's really cool.
And so for example, like in Star Wars Galaxy of Heroes, when you have a guild versus a guild, there's a bot that will run that will compare your guild with their guild and give you an automatically percentage like
they
you're gonna either win or you're gonna lose. That's all through
they
Discord.
They compare that through Discord? Because I always see Discord. All of the bot stuff.
Yeah, that's all through Discord. It's crazy.
I thought it was through SWGOH.gg.
No, and then you can write. Like, you can write. So, you know, you have Grand Arena where it's 1v1 in Star Wars Galaxy of Heroes. You can write the team that you're going against. So, if it's a Treya team, you can say Treya counter, and the bot will just write you back the best team to use against it. That's why I'm bad at Discord, because it's too much to know. But so, like, I went to school for computer science, and GitHub is a place that, like, people collaborate on open source computing projects, and Discord is, like, the place for people to collaborate on anything. So if you have a favorite YouTuber, they might have a Discord.
Yeah, a lot of times that'll be, like, if you join their Patreon or whatever, you get access to that channel's Discord.
And so you can actually kind of, like, talk to them real time. I guess when Mike was calling me out for using email, when I say, oh, get a hold of us via email.
Well, the email's nice because it's permanent.
I love email. Yeah.
But, all right, so we've got some chat piling up here, and I'm going to cut you off now.
All right.
My lead story.
So, I'm going way back here. So Annie and Gabriel both agree that touching fish is gross.
Okay, you're not the only one, Chris.
John says, out of the games that you mentioned, he plays Overwatch, but he's not as active as he'd like to be.
Got it.
Lately, it's been random off games for him to stream, but for PvP competitive, Overwatch, Modern Warfare, Warzone, occasionally Destiny.
I love Destiny. I'm horrible at Warzone. Really bad. Good at COD. Bad at Warzone. Wow, I used to play PUBG, but really bad.
Going back to Annie and Gabriel, I even know how to flay a fish.
Dang.
I don't.
And then we got some leech comments.
I saw Brad.
Ashley said, I went to Sandy Lake yesterday. First thing she saw was a leech.
Oh, there you go.
I would have stayed out of that lake.
And she says, I remember my throw up emoji. I remember my grandma using the salt shaker on leeches when camping back in the day.
Yeah.
Gabriel says, glad we don't have leeches in Puerto Rico.
Oh, man, I'm coming to Puerto Rico. I've been there once.
Brad says, that'd make a great movie scene, leeches. And then David said, there's a movie called Attack of the Giant Leeches. Gabriel doesn't understand Snapchat.
Yay! Thank you.
And Julia says, my boy is amazed by leeches, but I would never touch one.
They are gross. They are disgusting.
They are. As far as Snapchat goes, too, the only reason I use it is to find, I've told this before, I know I have, but the only reason I use it is to find the most ridiculous filter that I can. Look at it and be like, hey, Jeremy, you want to go on a date with me? And then I send it to him.
She used to have to send it to me via text message. But so, no, funny Discord story, though. I cut you off, but it was a funny Discord story. Was when Chris, when I found out you had like all these Discord servers specifically, I started giving out your Discord server to people to talk with. I was like, oh, just join Chris's Discord server. And I'd invite him and you'd accept him because I was using your voice and your chat.
Yeah.
Because you have one for Minecraft and one for a couple other ones.
I just like having stuff separated out so that it's easier to be like, if a couple of people are playing Minecraft and some other people want to just like hang out and watch something or whatever, it's easier.
You should see my Galaxy of Heroes Discord. Like, so I'm in a clan. I know I've mentioned that before. Each clan has their, like, so the whole clan has their general chat and just kind of whatever. And then each guild in the clan has their own section.
So there's a clan, and then because you can only have 50 people per clan, they're joined with other clans. So it's all underneath what's called the House Divided. Yep. I'm not even
in the clan. So I'm in the House Divided. And then, so I'm in Revenge, or Remember the Fifth. That's the one I'm in. And, each one of those probably has 20 different chats.
Jeez.
That you have to like access, like, you know, general chat, territory wars, light side territory battle, dark side territory battle, things you should be farming. It's just like this huge list of things, and you have to like constantly be up on it, because otherwise certain people, you know who I'm talking about, will get on your butt about not farming
his
the right
screen
people.
Name is Cash. I'll put him on
blast. He has been on my butt a couple times, and I'm just like, I am working on it.
All right. Brad, if you're still here, that's awesome. I wanted to talk about Brad's third line in the email, but do you have comments?
Well, yeah. So Gabriel says, I use TikTok for asking for dates. Julia says, I'm not cursing. I guess some words are being turned into the S word.
We got to figure out our word filter.
It's our filter. It's nothing you guys are doing.
I scared Chris by saying we need to moderate chat just in case it goes out of our control. Right. We'd have to just shut down the stream being the only option. And we ping-ponged too far on the other side of the table.
Well, yeah, so I thought that they had to be exact matches. But if it's literally just the combination of letters, apparently that's enough to
get caught in the
filter. So that's kind of annoying.
So we'll fix that for next week.
I'll scale it back a touch.
And no one can spoil episode 9, though.
I turned those off on Facebook.
Did you? Okay.
Because a bunch of people were complaining that their stuff was getting blocked.
Well, it was annoying because there were people that were trying to spoil episode 9.
Yeah, on the page.
On our page. And I was like, we'd have to like keep tabs and like hide those until we censored them, but.
Yeah.
All
right, so.
So, okay, that's right. All right, so in our listener mail, you can get a hold of us. I'm just kidding. You don't play it.
Oh, no, he's
gonna
happen.
It's going to play. Anyways.
Chris worked hard on that.
Brad asked us to talk about our most like memorable Star Wars scenes that still like give you chills to these days. And so for me, I watched the most of Return of the Jedi, but right now New Hope is my favorite. And it may seem a little simple, but just the opening scene of Star Wars, between watching any of the new movies, the crawl always gets me. The fanfare music that comes on when the opening crawl goes gets me every time, goosebumps. Yeah. It doesn't matter if it's just gets me going. But the opening scene of A New Hope is amazing with the ship, and you see the ship in the pan and the Star Wars battle. It just, I imagine what it would be like to see that in 77. I absolutely love the scene where Han comes in and bumps out Vader. And then Vader, I probably say it 1 to 5 times a day, the what?
Oh, yeah, he does. He can't just say what. It is what?
This is awesome. What? As he gets bumped out of there. It's
definitely W-A-A-T.
Yeah, it is. It's what? So good. But I absolutely love that scene because it's like Han's in his moment. You've got Chewie. It's not a new one. Kara, I really like the one that you mentioned from Force Awakens.
I always get teary-eyed when Han tractor beams in the Falcon. And you see him and Chewie walk onto the Falcon, and Han looks at Chewie and says, "Chewie, we're home." I'm just like, you know, like, it gets me in the feels.
I love the Rogue One Vader scene. I don't know who doesn't. I mean, that's a really good scene. As a kid, I always loved the fight scene of Luke and Vader and Palpatine, the whole ending of Return of the Jedi. I watched that so much.
I like Vader's redemption. Like,
I love it.
He can't handle seeing his son being like killed, zapped to death, and so lightning. He's like, nope.
Yep. And then you can see. But see, again, I've always been obsessed with the technical aspect of cinematography. Mm-hmm. So just like seeing Vader's, like it's like he's getting an X-ray. Just the whole thing. Little kid me. I just thought it was the coolest thing ever. And then I love anything to do with Hoth in Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah.
I mean, there's the super iconic scene with the orange and the you know, like, impressive, most impressive. But I really, really love, like, the Hoth and, like, just seeing Tarkin and, or not Tarkin, Veers and running the AT-ATs, AT-ATs. Is everybody AT-AT people or AT-AT people?
I say AT-AT.
Yeah, let's get the comment section going on that.
I'm pretty sure my dad says AT-AT.
And then, of course, it's Droid Deca, but I like to say Droid Deca now. People are going to Deca ya.
It's me, Mario.
Droid Deca is sick in Galaxy of Heroes.
Is it? It's an awesome one. So that was, Brad, those were my absolute favorite moments.
And if we're talking about non-movies, the fight between Ahsoka and Maul in
the Clone Wars?
Season 7 Clone Wars.
Ooh. Spoiler.
I think we're past, are we past that? I mean, it's been a few months.
I'm just saying, like, if people, like, I'm sure that everybody knows that they're going to have a fight. They did that big announcement saying they're doing a big mocap thing for F.
We threw it into our I'm No Jedi music video, so.
Yeah, well, nobody watched that.
So. Juliet watched it.
Nice.
I thank you for watching it. I cut that one together.
I sing.
John says he says AT-AT.
Okay, good. AT-AT, nice. Yep, that's got to be normal, right?
I would imagine, because what do you call an ATST then? You go like atst.
Just start beatboxing.
They knew what's going on.
Gabriel says that's the best fight scene in the Clone Wars.
Right?
Oh, yes.
Right? It's so
Gabriel, what do you think of the Clone Wars season 7? Like, just like thumbs up, thumbs down? I mean, I don't know. Just whatever you think. You can chat away.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So John said the same thing I just did. There's an easy way to solve it. What do you call the ATST?
Yeah, right. There you go. I like ats. Now I'm going to have to
That's
do that
funny.
From now on.
Yeah, you got in the ats.
Jeremy just likes saying words weird.
Yeah.
Droid Deca.
Well, they're hard. The ats. Words are hard.
Words are hard for Jeremy.
Do you have a standout scene that stuck with you from
I'll either? Say I'm the exact opposite of you when it comes to Hoth. I think Hoth is really boring.
Really?
The movie doesn't start for me until they're off of Hoth.
No way.
Yeah.
Cloud City is more boring than Hoth.
No, Cloud City's awesome. Hoth sucks.
No!
Hoth is like, it's like, oh no, a snow monster. Oh no, it's cold. Oh no, giant death robots.
Cutting off wampas, cutting up open. There's a lot of cutting. Cutting into tauntauns.
It's so slow. It's like 9 hours until you actually get to something interesting. Once the fight starts, it's interesting.
I want to know what Justin thinks.
Yeah?
Because Justin, I feel, but Justin was sad about Parasite. Oh, I'm sorry, Justin.
Sorry, Justin.
What were the AT-ATs in The Last Jedi? What were those things called?
AT-E-T, or AT, what were they?
AT-TEs, I think, are the smaller one.
AT-TEs are from the Clone Wars, aren't they?
I don't know the answer to that.
Well, they're awesome.
They're the, they have like the overhand. The knuckles, yeah.
The ones
and they're huge compared to the AT-ATs. The scale, you assume one is, Kara's looking it up. We have that power, but
it's
much
the ATM-6.
The ATM-6?
Boo.
The one
Boo.
With the it sounds
like
that's
like, yeah, it's like, yeah, you went to five ATMs, and then you just
that's
got
probably
the
how much they
one.
Cost.
ATM-6. And the ATTE, I think, is from the Clone Wars.
ATE is like the scout
Boom!
Version.
It's the one from Clone Wars.
Gabriel says he would have loved the Ahsoka fight scene to be longer, but the ending was emotional for him.
Oh. Yeah, oh, it was so good.
It was excellent.
If you haven't seen... Gabriel, if you haven't seen I'm No Jedi, you can search it into YouTube. There's an animated, or you can see Kara dressed up. As and hey, Juliet, if you don't know that, there is another version. There's a live-action version. It only exists on YouTube, though.
Okay, the boys did an awesome job with the editing, but they told me to dance.
And it was my first time directing a music video.
That's not Ahsoka. That's not Ahsoka. But I'm no dance.
Hey, some people like seeing you floss. I'm just saying. It was like we were playing Fortnite.
What? Yeah, good. Like whatever. It's a dopey parody music video. If you're not gonna dance like a goofball, then what are you doing?
The lyrics were good. Chris, you did an awesome job with the lyrics.
I had never seen a second of the Clone Wars when I wrote them.
Did a lot of research on Ahsoka though.
A lot of
but you did ask me. You came up and you're like, give me a synopsis of the Clone Wars. Go.
Yeah.
And I was like, here's what you need to know.
So it was between that Wikipedia and Wookiepedia.
I love Wookiepedia.
I love Wookiepedia too.
If you don't know, that's the Star Wars Wiki fandom page.
That's where I got when we did our the best Star Wars ships bracket, the March Madness Star
Wars.
Right
at the beginning of quarantine.
Right. That was where I got most of my information on the ships and stuff. Wikipedia.
That's where I got everything.
Yeah.
I miss, as anybody else too, I'd love some feedback. Go back and if you want, check out some of our video Star Wars Everydays because we have our legendary tripod right here. We call it Old Cranky because it's a crank up tripod. It's like trying to start a Model T, but we have like a teleprompter. We used to do these videos called Star Wars Every Days where we would make a video. So Femi Taylor is in Copenhagen or spending the summer in Copenhagen because we're friends on Facebook.
I'm friends with her boyfriend on Facebook.
Oh, cool.
So she played the green Twi'lek in Return of the Jedi and then went back.
Jabba's slave dancer.
That got eaten by the Rancor. And then we did a Star Wars Every Day about her because it was her birthday in February.
Yep.
And we sent it to her and she actually wrote me back. So that's like, that's what I love about Star Wars. That is the coolest thing.
Phil Lamar wrote you back too, didn't he?
Phil Lamar liked the video?
Yeah,
he
liked
the video. He actually.
Go ahead.
Futurama. Jamaican.
Hermes
Conrad.
Yeah. I was going to say, do you know whose birthday is coming up that we should probably.
James Arnold Taylor!
Yeah. James Arnold Taylor's
July
birthday.
July 22nd.
Yep.
Kenobi wished me happy birthday and then pulled it off
the
internet.
I'm not
going
to be here.
We'll have to just do something ahead of time as a happy birthday. Like, and record a video and be like.
We'll fire up video Star Wars every day
just for James Arnold Taylor. I mean, he took a good chunk of his podcast
seriously
as Kenobi to wish Jeremy happy birthday.
If you go to, unfortunately, it's not on iTunes anymore. But if you go to YouTube.com, search for James Arnold Taylor, find his channel, go to the video that was released May 24th or 22nd.
Wait, didn't it get taken down?
Not off of YouTube.
Not off of YouTube. Okay.
And you go to the 14-minute remaining mark. You can hear James Arnold Taylor in the voice of General Kenobi from the Clone Wars wish me happy birthday. Ridiculously cool.
Aren't I a good wife?
Kara wrote him and said, hey, can you just do this?
You're a better wife than Jeremy's husband, that's for sure.
I'm sorry, I don't tell you anything.
Here's the funny thing. I tell Jeremy everything. I'll tell him 10 times what we're doing on a weekend.
And he'll still forget.
That weekend will come up and be like, are we doing anything this weekend, Kara? Yeah? I will say this. He does not forget birthdays. He does not forget anniversaries.
Those are all on Facebook. You can't give him credit for that.
He doesn't forget our anniversary, though. Like, he doesn't even... Jeremy, when was the date that you asked me out?
November or April. It was in April. April 8th.
Mm-hmm. April 8th.
I proposed November 2nd.
It was in the 10th.
The 10th. It was in November.
Yep.
There is a reason why I don't forget our anniversary. Because why? I made the day we were getting married the same as my birthday, but a different month.
Well, we didn't really have a plan, like a hand in that.
No, but it...
It worked out well.
It worked out.
David said that never happens in our house. So we got some comments to catch up on here.
Yay, live comments.
Brad says, did Kara say baby moon earlier?
In case dang you right I said baby moon.
In she case said, you didn't know.
We would come out in August for a baby totally. Moon if Disneyland opens. For totally. Real.
She wants to go September. Somewhere. Of course, this is going to be our last adventure before baby comes along. Well, it needs to happen.
Kyle reminded me 20 times today. He's like, dude, you wouldn't be able to hear helping me right now if you had a child at home. I'm like, I know. I just won't tell Kara.
I'm just gonna papoose and bring it with you.
Yeah.
Hey, they make those. They make.
Yeah, I'm
those
gonna work slings. On live electrical wires with a baby okay, mounted.
You do it all the time with you.
Well, yeah, that's me.
That's why you turn off the electrical so you don't get zapped.
Yeah. Nobody ever wants to get well.
So okay,
I'm an exception to that rule.
The dude dad video.
That's hilarious.
The renovation. It's so when you're working with electrical and leaving an outlet open. It should be off. So some doesn't go, you know, like slip, fall, hand in the socket, something, whatever. Anyway, so in the dude.
I'm just imagining someone like, whoa, and then like zap.
In my defense, when we were tiling our backsplash in the house, I asked Jeremy to turn off the electrical when we were wiping down tile to get rid of the grout. Jeremy didn't. And so he's like, just be careful, just be careful. My wet rag got too close, apparently.
Remember, boys and girls, water doesn't conduct electricity unless there's something dissolved in it. So she was wiping down the grout, which is sand and glue. So her water was extra conductive, and she got near the outlet, and she got shocked.
Yep, just I got blasted. It. And then I was like, Jeremy, go turn off the electric!
Well, I didn't believe her either, of course, like a good husband. I didn't believe her. I was like, no, you didn't.
He wipes around
she's,
and he
she's away that. From the outlet, but because we're wiping all the grout off with this... High concentrated conducting water.
Well, I mean, the stuff just that got near it. Tap like, water's got stuff in it, anyways. They put fluoride.
Oh yeah,
in it.
But the grout dissolved in it really sent it over the edge. That's like.
So yes, I got zapped. Anywho, in the dude dad video, the wife goes up to an electrical outlet. And she's like, "Honey, is this live?" And she sticks her finger in it, and it's funny. Anyway, Jeremy does everything, all of his electrical work. He does it hot.
Yep.
And I don't understand why. I'm like,
hook it up the breaker.
Kill yourself, like.
So, look, we have some comments
okay,
here.
Okay, all right.
So, Gwen says, turn off the power, don't Palpatine yourself.
Amen, girl.
David said, Jeremy must have taught me electrical because I wire it live, too.
See, it's just easier.
Julian says, poor Kara. Like, whatever, like, shocked ghost. Like, it goes like, I don't
know. I love how all the women are like, oh, you know, and the guys are like, oh, I do it like this all the time.
I just make Jeremy do it, and I turn the power off before he gets there.
But it's like, I don't know, sometimes when you're done, this like second you're done, you just want to check to see if it's working, you know?
And then
I'm sorry,
you're too lazy to walk to the basement and...
Yes! I'm afraid to tell you that we're doing stuff. Why would I want to try... I want to know the power is on.
Oh, man.
Are we all caught up on comments?
Yes, I believe so.
Dang!
Hold on. There's one. So Gabriel says Wikipedia is the best wiki.
It is.
And
doesn't Minecraft?
Oh, Brad brought up Baby Moon.
Yeah.
Oh, did?
Yeah. There's
Kara's having a baby. If you didn't know.
Yeah. December 22nd.
John said, John brought up that there's a bunch of articles rumoring that they're going to wipe the sequel trilogy. Blah blah blah.
Yeah.
We
kind of talked about.
What do you
last
think
week.
About that? We did talk about it a little bit last week, but what do you think, John? I mean, do you think how would you feel if they did that?
Well, so I recall reading some things saying that that's like complete like misinformation too. So it's like
rumor mill, man. That's how stuff starts.
Yeah. So it's like if it is real, I think that it's dumb. It's like
just let it be. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like
it's happened.
You did it. Just live with it.
Yep. Right.
You know, it's like
and it's a chance for them to make another $4 billion.
But I would rather them go back to the Old Republic or something like they were talking There's about other, doing. And like,
I want the Skywalker saga to be done. I've talked about this.
It
before.
Needs to be.
It's
had a good, clear beginning, and it's got an end.
You know, it's completionist. Like, I need to have a clear start, middle, and ending. And
yeah.
when I do stuff, that's why I like achievements on Xbox or trophies on PlayStation. I want to get those to finish them and blah, blah, blah. And so I feel like I've done the Skywalker saga, and I get stressed every time they come up with a movie because I buy 14 tickets for all my friends and family to go see it with me. I can't keep doing that. I'm exhausted. Kara drove down in a flood to buy the tickets because the website was crashed. Flood. It was flooding. It was water. Remember, there was this much water down by the Harbor Drive. Yeah,
that's
there.
Right.
And Kara's driving through. And then, of course, I make her. Why did you go and not me? Because I was running the computers. Was that it?
I don't remember.
Trying to get through?
He didn't want to go.
He doesn't want to get his sandals wet.
I can't take it anymore. Yeah, my sandals that are now electrical tape free. Thank you very much. I'm so embarrassed. That's as bad as getting TP stuck
I
here.
Would say it's still better than TP.
Well, I would say that. I mean, yeah.
You guys didn't. It wasn't stuck to your shoe.
Maybe it was. No one will ever know.
Yeah, no one will ever know.
We need to do an episode where we just have this little fence that only like here up shows on you.
Yeah.
And do an episode where you just sit there like that and be our Wilson.
Well, maybe someday if we get 100,000 subs.
Ooh, so, there you go, guys.
John says, I'm satisfied with how it turned out. Let it be. Do something else.
Let it be. Yeah. Now there's more stories
I want
to tell.
A new story. Like, yeah, leave the Skywalker saga alone.
Oh,
move on.
I honestly, like, with how much stuff they've done between, like, Clone Wars and Resistance and Rebels and all that, it's like, I don't even care if they do anything more with that. They've done so much with it.
Yeah.
Just move on. I want all brand new people.
Mm-hmm.
If they do Old Republic or Grand Republic or any of those things, I don't even want Yoda in it.
Right. Yeah, let it be.
At that point...
I know that he still exists, but I just don't even show Yoda.
Right.
Yoda's what? How old is he?
900.
So even Old Republic, he wouldn't be around.
That's Knights of the Republic, Old Republic, no.
Right,
but
that's
they
what
have,
I'm talking
like,
about.
Those style
I would love to see like Revan or Darth Revan or whatever route they decide to go with that. I'd love to see Malak. I loved playing Knights of the Old Republic, the first one, as a kid. Like, my favorite storyline was the Juhani redemption line. I loved that part, you know? Yeah. Just, I loved being able to, like, sway which way my character would go. And
that's why I
loved
the original
that
Fable.
Game.
And I know yeah, David Fable's great. Jim says that I need a face cam, and I say no, Jim.
No, nice try. That's a running thing here, you'll see. Chris is behind the camera.
I've got too much other stuff to do.
Yep.
Although
I tried to take away his live stream responsibilities and he nipped that in the bud immediately. He's like, this is my favorite part. This is why I do this.
Yeah, I was like, I don't want to have a microphone. I want to just do the bits where I'm like controlling the stream. So I really hope that the recording for OBS doesn't get like corrupted or anything because I forgot to hit record on the
Atomos. Nice.
So we're rolling 100% with the stream. Like, we have no other choice at this point.
Boop, boop.
Dang. All right.
Just as an FYI.
So I know last week I mentioned that side of the room looked like a hot mess.
It's nice.
Jeremy
now.
And Chris did some work this week. Yep. And now it's just
clean.
Nice and clean. We'll have to post a picture. Do we have a before picture?
No.
Bummer.
I would not want that to surface on the internet anywhere.
No,
we should take a picture
books.
Of what's there now. And
but okay.
Gabriel says books. He wants Keanu Reeves as Revan.
Oh, yes.
I could,
I've
yeah.
seen a mock photo of that, and I think it looks super cool.
Yeah, that would be cool.
I'm surprised nobody's called me out for this yet. This is my I didn't couldn't find a piece of paper this week. These are my notes. Only thing I could do is find a paper towel.
Here's what's funny. I've got thousands of notebooks laying around the house.
Thousands. She's not kidding.
I love notebooks.
My dad's favorite notepad is a paper plate.
Oh, there you go.
He would just go, like, it was just, like we would never have, like back of an envelope or a paper plate.
That's a dad thing. Back
but
the
you know
envelope.
What that reminds me of, though? Death in Paradise. Excellent BBC show.
Really good.
So the first few seasons has this detective and Richard. And he's very, like, to the book. Very strict.
Oh,
he would
okay.
have his notebooks.
He fits Donald Duck, Grunkle Stan. That's my
it's
type.
It's Jeremy's
cranky,
type.
Old men.
So then the second guy to come in, his name is Humphrey. And everything he writes down is on this little scrap of napkin or a little... envelope or something, and he's always losing his little notes because I would too, just writing random stuff on a random envelope. Like,
well,
I
won't have
notebook.
These notes after tonight.
No, sure. That's true.
And you know what's funny? I took notes, Chris. Three of the five things I wrote down as topics, I can't read two of them. I don't know what I wrote.
So, when we were doing our speaking of Jerry's handwriting, when we were doing our best. Our the goods and bads of the Star Wars movies,
oh man,
I would read off from the notebooks what was written, and Chris would write it down. I could read mine. I could read Chris's.
They both have great penmanship.
I came to Jeremy's. I would call him into the room. I'd be like, Jeremy, what did you write here? And 9 times out of 10, he couldn't even read what he was wrote down.
It's like, every single time, the same thing happens. Here's what goes on in my mind when I take notes. If you've read 1984, there's this thing called newspeak or short speak. I shorten things with my own words.
So you need to learn shorthand.
So...
is that what's called?
The problem is, between bad writing and my own language, I write enough to think that will trigger my brain to remember what I needed to remember. And 9 times out of 10, it's like a squirrel hiding his nuts. I don't remember.
I was going to say, it's like putting something in a safe place so you'll find it. And then you never find it.
So here's my notes. Derek baby filter. That's all I wrote down for that one. Animal Crossing swim update. That's not hard to mess up because I love Animal Crossing and now you can jump in the water. Arnold S.
Schwarzenegger?
It's Arnold Schwarzenegger. There's a funny story about
that. How did you not think Schwarzenegger?
Well, I don't know.
How many Arnolds do you know, Jeremy? Yeah,
it's like, hey, Arnold.
And I am embarrassed about my handwriting. If I were to turn this around, it's actually A-R unlegible, O-L unlegible, space the number 5. This one, I have no idea. Making a game. I have no idea what that is in reference
to. Jim says he wants to learn Germanese. And Gwen says, just write it in Morse code. You can't mess up dots and dashes. Right?
I was going to say, Jim, I have been married to him for 5 years, and I still don't know Germanese.
And then my last note was, Ben Z hates millennials instead of Jen. I clearly wrote a B here, so... But making a game in Arnold and making an Arnold S. So I just want to say, Brad, I don't know how you feel about Arnold Schwarzenegger because you live in L.A., but I found a funny article about him, and it's 100%
true. I love
true.
The ponies that he has. They're so cute.
He's a very motivational person. Like
Arnold Schwarzenegger is one of my absolute all-time favorite just people in general.
He seems
so
legit.
Awesome. So is it a soliloquy? A soliloquy. Is that something where the first letter of each sentence makes something?
No.
What is that called?
An acronym?
No, not in like scuba being self-contained. But if you write like, I am appalled at the people of whatever.
I know what you're talking about.
So there's a name for that.
Yeah, it's a mnemonic.
A mnemonic. That's what it was. That was in the article. Okay. So he was on James Corbin's show and he asked him something he lied about while in office. And it came up, and then I found on Imgur the actual letter he wrote. So when you veto a bill, you have to give a reason why you vetoed it, okay? And Arnold, this senator who wrote the bill hated Arnold. So in the letter on why he vetoed the bill, it starts with, for the reasons you need to know, under no circumstances should this bill be passed. Anyways, long story short, it's spelled out F-U. So it says, so in the first letter of each sentence, it from Arnold to the guy. So the next, they get the veto letter and the guy calls up his staff and he's like, your veto letter, you clearly told me to expletive ah,
yeah,
or expletive you. And Arnold replies back with, what a coincidence. No, I didn't know that was there at all.
Oh, that wording.
And so he admitted on James Corbin, I believe, that, you know, he totally did that on purpose. But yeah. Anyways.
I wrote the letter and I put in all the letters to make it. Yeah. I love Arnold Schwarzenegger so much.
So that was pretty cool. Because, you know, that's kind of, you know, that's what I think what people associate with underdogs in general is it's like you really, if you have a conflict with someone, you want to stick it to them and you can't. So Arnold just took it a step further and he just got away with it for a day and then tried to play it off. So
that's hilarious.
That was just a really fun story that I came across this week.
So speaking of really fun stories, so back in the day, Jeremy and I used to work at the same gas station.
Yep.
And my sister also worked at that same gas station.
Yep. Half a Cloquet.
Yeah.
I did not.
And so she said, I remember it. So it's PJ's. It's not even owned by the same people anymore. Mm-mm. I remember at PJ's, Jeremy and Pat had a handwriting competition to see whose is more legible.
Ooh, yeah, I can't believe she remembered that. I didn't remember that. Probably me. Pat's was pretty bad.
Oh my God. You want
to. It was bad.
It was bad. Like hieroglyphics.
Pat. I work with a guy named Pat who also has bad handwriting. For real, I do. Wookie.
Tell us more.
Well, his nickname's Wookiee because he's very hairy. Like, very hairy.
How big are his hands, though?
No, he's very. So there was a joke, and we were out in the woods. So we teach. So Brad, I pack parachutes. No, really, his nickname's
very.
He's very.
He's very hairy. And so we were out in the woods, and the fly landed on his arm and got stuck and couldn't take off. That's how hairy he is. So we all laughed because there was this fly going, trying to fly out of his arm, and the fly got stuck.
Who needs fly traps when you got
Pat? We got Pat. Oh. And so there was like a joke like, man, that fly's worst decision of its life was to land on Pat. Like,
oh my goodness.
Could you imagine landing on a surface if you're a fly and just being stuck in a web of hair? So his nickname's Chewy. We call him Chewy, and he can't write, which I guess if you look at it, it's kind of funny.
It was like...
Yeah, exactly.
That's so funny.
Oh, my goodness.
It's like call signs and nicknames are very big in the military. Very, very big. And they're usually play on a negative aspect about you, to whatever reason.
Yeah.
And so it's because that's what's funny, I guess. But so, yeah, Pat is a very hairy man. Sorry, Pat. He doesn't watch, so it's fine.
How do you know?
I know. I love Pat. We love Pat.
I do like Pat. Yeah, he's Pat's great. Funny. Jeremy and a few of his coworkers used to troll Pat by writing his name on absolutely everything.
Like, I mean everything.
The first time Jeremy took me on a tour of his workplace, I mean, it was Pat, you know, with his last name, just on absolutely everything. Like, they were doing construction, I think, at the time, so they had written it like... on a support beam. They had written it just everywhere.
You open the door and that where the hinges mount to the door, I wrote it on the inside of there. One of my favorites that we did is I cut masking tape and I put a bunch of arrows on it. I put them on, so drop ceiling has the tile spacers that hold up the tiles. I stuck the tape and there's like 20 arrows. And if you follow all the arrows around the room and you finish, it points to Pat, like to his name, Pat. So there is no... I could have a whole podcast where I literally talk about all the pranks we pulled at work.
Well, there's the one where he took the last of the coffee.
He took the last of the coffee, so I stole the wheel from his chair. So when he sat down, he fell face forward into his desk.
Oh, man.
Because he took, without breaking eye contact,
he filled up his like, big boy coffee or
there's
whatever.
A rule. You kill the Joe, you make some moat. That's the rule, okay? He took the last of the coffee, and I'm like, I'm walking over with my cup, and he just looks at me. Pours it all out and then puts it back. And I was like, you did not. And so I marched straight to his desk, pulled the tire or the wheel out of his chair.
And then I was like,
he didn't see me. And he went and sat down. And as he sat down, he went right forward, like into his desk.
It was like his coffee goes flying.
Yeah, it was. And then, but we have a kitchen sink and we zip tied the sprayer. So when you turn the sink on, it just comes out of the sprayer.
I've done that to Jeremy before.
That's dirty.
Oh, it was dirty. We did the fog horn or the air horn under the chair. So when you sit down and you get that little bit of compression, set off the air horn. I have a video of that, by the way. I mean, you name it. We have done it at work. We freeze people's stuff. So we took my new boss actually now, and we wonder why he's mean to me now, is we took his entire uniform and we dressed up. We have a mannequin we use for display. So we took his clothes and we dressed up the uniform, the mannequin with him. We also took his entire outfit and put it in water and then froze it in the freezer. Mm-hmm. So when he left to change to go home, I remember is him opening up the freezer and then just seeing a frozen shoe fly across the room and hit the wall because he was so mad. He like took it out and he just saw it and he chucked it. Woo! Man, I there's so many things we come up. Oh, making a game. I remember my note. At work, when you have downtime, has anybody ever made games? Because when we have downtime, we would make these silly games. So we have a 40-foot long table that we pack the parachutes on. So we made a game one day that if you put a pen, there's these two bolts we use to bolt stuff down at the end of each table. We put a pen in each one, and then we roll a roll of masking tape down the entire length of the table. It's like bowling, but you always have a 7-10 split, but you just have to knock both pens out. Whoever does it first wins. So it's like, you know, you make games.
I'm glad that we're all paying taxes so you guys can do this.
Hey, it's on break. It's on break.
Okay, I'll believe that.
And I'm also, like, the equivalent
I'm going to cut you off halfway through this. We can get back to your games. There's just, like, comments are piling up. Gabriel says, my handwriting is 50-50. Depends on the occasion. He also says, that is a lot of hair with, like, 9 crying.
He's very airy. Very airy.
Thelma is complaining that the censoring thing is just catching random words still.
We're going to fix that.
And Julian says, it reminds me of one of the episodes of The Office. I'm guessing specifically when What's-His-Face pranks Dwight with the stuff in the jello. And
stuff
whatever.
In the jello. Mr. A Knife. That's one of my favorite jokes in The Office.
I was going to say, Pat's last name is obviously Star.
Oh, yeah, Pat. Yeah, right.
Patrick Star.
Name's not Rick.
So like making games, we watched the, like I said, I'm into animation. So I watch, The Odd Ones Out, which is a YouTube channel. And I love his Subway videos and, they talk about making games there. And that just reminded me of like games who make at work. And it's one of those things where it's like, oh wait, other people do that? I thought it was only something that we did, you know, your people do, your friends and your coworkers and stuff.
Well, that's where the IMDb game came from, was me being bored at work.
Oh, there you go. Because the Subway one, they would make little versions of all their sandwiches, and you'd have to guess what ingredients were on it. but, I mean, you name it. We had this thing called Death Ball. It was a softball, or it was a baseball that we wrapped with masking tape up to the size of a softball, and then we'd whip it at each other, and you just yell Death Ball at the top of your lungs. You don't want to get hit by it.
That actually reminds me of another PJ's story. I worked at this gas station for 8 years, and I gave a crap for maybe one of them. And I worked midnights. And there was a night where, like, it was just totally dead. Nobody was coming in. And so I can't even remember who was all there. But there's definitely a group of people that throughout the course of the day were just, like, coming in to hang out and stuff, right?
Right.
And I decided one night, this was back in the day when newspapers were a thing. And so at the end of the night, to get credit for the newspapers you didn't sell from the newspaper people, you had to cut the banner off the top that had the date and stuff.
That's all you'd have to turn up and everything. Yep.
So then you have all this like extra newspaper. So I took a bunch of newspaper and I made, packing tape, I made a baseball bat and we made a bunch of baseballs out of newspaper and we played baseball inside the store. And there was a soffit lighting going all the way around. And so if you were at bat, you were in front of the cash register and you had to basically like run around the store before somebody could we were just playing. They had to hit you with the ball to get you out. And there, I want to say it was like 3 years later, they were going in to like do something in the softening. They found like six of these baseballs. Oh!
and then you have to wonder like somebody's what's justification. Got to be a squirrel infestation or something. How these paper get up here?
Well, yeah, it was like fortunately it wasn't because we weren't using anything that had like a date on it. They couldn't like carbon date it back to when it was. And like newspaper footage, from 2009.
What were they doing up here? How'd it get here?
So yeah, it was just it was so fun. And like you got the things like you hit and you're just like knocking crap over and just like we made an unholy mess in that store and I did not care.
Okay, I would like you to pretend that you are a judge working on a case and you have a decision to make. If there's an accident involving a thrown baseball, is it the thrower's responsibility for said accident or is it the person who's catching the ball?
Like, what do you talk, like if his hand gets cut off by it or something? Or?
No, in case they don't catch it and the ball breaks something.
I see what you're saying. So, like, if I throw, like, a ball towards you and right there's a big plate glass window behind you or whatever, I would put the responsibility at 50-50 because both participants made mistakes.
So both people get in trouble.
I would say if it was a crazy wild throw that was absolutely 10,000% uncatchable, the thrower.
Yeah.
Well, if it was a catchable ball and the person was just... hand-eye coordination is not their thing. They should not have been standing in front of that plate glass saying, well, I can catch that.
I would say the person who's throwing it to has the line of sight on the things that are behind them. So it's like you adjust your vectors. Especially if I'm playing catch with Jeremy, I'm making sure that there's about 12 miles of clear grass behind me.
So at an undisclosed work location. So everybody currently watching, if you feel to respond to this story. Is it the thrower's responsibility for any damage occurred playing baseball or the person who's catching the ball? I would like to know what people think.
Did anybody get in trouble in this story?
Well, it's at an undisclosed location. We were playing catch. And behind the person catching the ball was a fluorescent light bulb leaning in the corner. Next to that, a printer. Okay. I may have been the one throwing the ball. And I threw what I would consider a good throw. The person on the other end missed the catch, smashed into the mercury bulb, exploded it everywhere, And little gets, places
like, the powder over everything
got sucked up into the printer, and that printer never printed again.
Dang.
It wouldn't print. It would jam every time. And so, I tried to clean the glass out of it.
This undisclosed location, was there an exterior to it?
It was inside.
But, like, was there a door that would allow you to go outside that you didn't have to, like, pay money to or, like, give a secret handshake?
Yes,
to?
But then somebody would see us playing catch.
And playing catch is a crime. Were you in the freaking, what's that Kevin Bacon movie about dancing?
Dirty Dancing?
No, it's not Dirty Dancing.
Footloose.
Footloose. Were you living in the Footloose town where it's illegal to play catch outside?
Yeah, probably, at least at that time. Anyways, I would like
all,
to know
all parties are guilty.
There is a video of this incident, and I still believe it exists, and it is really funny.
You've shown it to me.
Capital punishment for everybody.
I was going to say, well, you've shown it to me. You have
Kyle
it
has it. Oh. And so it's really funny, because you can see me like wind up and then pitch, and then I instantly go, and then smash, like the sound effect. It's priceless. It would win America's Funniest Home Video.
Hey, we have 100 messages so far. Nice.
Hey.
Let's see. I've got a. Oh, okay. So we got some more messages to go through. So are you gonna name your child Astrid?
Oh,
from The Office. Apparently, it's a reference. I don't know.
Oh yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Astrid.
So that was from Ashley, and then she said, "Kidding." Gwen said, "There's another." Do you remember playing Hornet at PJ's?
No.
So that was a game where you literally, so you're talking about playing like Death Ball or whatever.
Yeah.
It was that, but literally any object. And if you yelled Hornet, you could just throw it at somebody.
Got it. Maybe that's where I got Death Ball from. It was just instinct.
Because it included anything. It was like staplers, shoes, like crates. It didn't matter what it was. You could just yell Hornet.
Everybody
and throw
needs
it at
a
somebody.
Work game. I challenge somebody to yell out Hornet and throw somebody at their friends this week.
Yeah, Gabriel agrees with my adjudication that
50-50
blame.
Andy could have caught it, just saying. Just saying. He missed it. Probably to get me in trouble.
Oh, yeah.
No one got in trouble.
Y'all probably hit it. Like, nothing happened. I don't know what you're talking about.
It's like in some redacted government file somewhere. It's like you go through, like,
if it was a government, if I wasn't.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm just saying, like, the NSA has files on
it. Oh, got it.
So it's like in the back of some file.
A broom hides a lot of mistakes.
You say, oh, a broom.
A broom. Sweep it up.
Juliet says the thrower
is all
completely at fault. So, sorry, Juliet, we have to take your letter off the wall.
No, I'm just kidding. Well, no, if you guys would keep it up, I would vote to take it. I'm just kidding. I would not. I like the honesty. The honesty. It probably is my fault. But the wild pitch.
Yeah.
Was it on Doug? He would, Doug Funny? I think there was like a wild pitch where he got in trouble throwing a wild throw or something like that. He broke something.
Possibly. I didn't watch tons. I did definitely watch the show, but not enough to recall anything.
I love hearing people's responses on that one.
Brad says, games and jokes at work don't really fly anymore. There's always somebody getting offended about something.
Yeah.
Was that Brad?
Yeah.
Okay, Brad. So, okay. Do I tell a risque story on the podcast?
Is the one with Kyle and the...
Yes.
All right. Well, so here's what we'll do.
I love this story so much.
I think that... So we're at about the 90-minute mark.
Okay.
Oh, for real? Oh, my gosh.
We're going to wrap up the show. We're going to do the outro and everything, and then just for the people that are watching live, we'll have Jeremy tell
the risque
story.
Live.
And so this isn't going to be anywhere except for the live video, you guys. So there's going to be a post-show thing, so we're going to do the wrap-up, we're going to throw to the outro, and then we'll come back, we'll tell Jeremy's story, then if we have anything else we want to talk about or whatever, and then we'll enter officially there.
I enjoy this story thoroughly for what it's worth.
All right, so... Got to get this thing going. Thank you guys for making it to the end of the video. If you've made it this far and you're on a place where you can give a like, give a video a like. It shows that you support what we're doing. You want to see more content like this. Comment down below with any other things. If you agree with Jeremy's story, who's at blame? Just talk to us down there. Subscribe if you're not already. Ring the notification bell to be notified every time we upload a new video or go live. And thank you guys so much for watching. And of course,
may the force be with you.